This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No Ken Wyman today. He'll be back Monday, we think. But Six Pack, brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Visit goodfeet.com. Six Pack, six things the Ravens need to do differently. Let's go.
Number six.
It's probably could be higher. Don't be so beholden to the comp pick formula. And you can go back to 2019 when they, remember they had Justin Bethel, the special teamer, where they released him prior to playing the certain amount of games to where he would count against the comp pick formula. Ravens getting the max four comp picks this year. If you identify a difference maker, regardless of price, go out and sign him. You do not need to win the comp pick sweepstakes every single year.
We were almost simpatico here. I've got that slightly higher. My six is never, ever, ever, ever utter another word about your alleged zero tolerance policy for issues of domestic violence or assaults or any sort of untoward behavior towards women or children. Drop it from your vernacular. Do better when it comes to these issues. And please, when another team has issues with a player doing scummy or allegedly scummy behavior, sit it out. Don't wrap yourself in your hypocrisy. Just sit it out. You're in no position to be turning your nose down at anybody.
Number five.
Five is where I have don't be a slave to comp pick roster gymnastics. Yeah, I know, boy, it's cheap labor, and that seems to really light a fire under Silent Steve like few other things, and it makes the GM look smart when they pan out and turn into players. But that also means in many cases you're either refusing to bring enough good players from outside the organization in, or you've let good players leave your organization. Patrick Queen. There needs to be a recalibration.
My five, it's something we've been talking about a lot this offseason, where this Ravens defense was able to really settle in down the stretch, but now it's taking it to the next level. It's becoming more of an aggressive defense and blitzing and being aggressive, especially in closeout situations in football games. And this is a coaching thing, and it's also a personnel thing where they need to bring in more playmakers on the defensive side of the football.
Number four.
Be proactive with Lamar Jackson. Get the deal done this year instead of waiting until next year, where that could totally hamstring your entire offseason because he is due a cap hit of close to $75 million. And boom, right off the cap right there. That's a significant portion of whatever the cap is going to be next year. So get it done this offseason. That way you don't have to worry about that dark cloud looming in 2026.
Stop looking for value in injured players or players who have a body type or things in their profile that portend significant injury risk. I know, again, this is a way to look smart, and there's a lot of allure to it. But by and large, the guys they've had who've had some sort of injury question marks with them, it's tended to manifest itself. Even in the case of Bateman, it took him two contracts in 4 or 5 years, right, to sort of get over the hump and start looking like the guy they thought he could look like, in part because he was available more this year, but he came in with the foot issue. Ajabo looks to be a complete sunk cost. They continue to lean into this proposition that they know better, or we can grab him here and get value. But if you're trying to win a Super Bowl, which is allegedly what they're trying to do, and you need the best quality you can get, then injured guys might not be what's going to actually turn you from very good to great if you get there.
Yeah, first half, Jason's last point kind of got me. When I looked at the six-pack, it was the number one thing for me, or one of the most important things, was they always are trying to draft banged up dudes and try to get them to work because they get them in a good spot where a more proven guy where you know what they can do and don't have to worry about injury would be better.
We're doing a six pack, six things the Ravens need to do differently. Let's go.
Number three.
Got to be willing to trade up sometimes, especially with all these picks. It's not just about quantity, as I just pointed out. It's about quality and how many people are really going to make your team and how good at certain position groups do they have to be to make your team. And then it's not just about making your team, but are these the kind of prospects who might actually make your team significantly better by the end of their rookie year, where you hope to be going further in the playoffs than you're accustomed to going? Are they guys who end up riding the bench then? Or are they guys who actually show up in the fourth quarter of games and have the ability to show up in the fourth quarter games to make you one play better than Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, or one play better than Josh Allen? I doubt you're going to find that by moving back. Again, in a quest to save money, I guess, and to look smart. You can move the other way up the draft board, too. Try it sometime.
My three is pretty much your five. Get rid of Justin Tucker. I'm over it. It's done. 16 women did not all get together and lie. They didn't even know each other. I'm tired of talking about it. And the longer this goes on, the grosser it feels. Just do the right thing. Move on from Justin Tucker. Now you have him reaching out to OutKick of all platforms to give a new statement. Just move on.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Number two.
One of the clips that has been played the most since this inception of the show is nobody appreciates pass rush more than me, and that was Eric DaCosta. Well, it's time to readjust how you view it, how you pay it. Pay for pass rush. Take more swings in premium rounds for pass rush. The Ravens have used just 2 first or second round picks on edge or outside linebackers since 2018. They have not paid top dollar for a pass rusher since Terrell Suggs. It's been a while. You appreciate pass rush, but now it's time to pay up and use premium picks on pass rush.
My two is, I think it was your 5. We're talking about things to do differently, how to learn from your mistakes, how to be more progressive. Don't let this Lamar Jackson thing get within a country mile of how it got the last time you had to do a financial dance with this young man. Get ahead of it. Be willing to give him the Dak Prescott money now, because that's going to be cheaper than the Brock Purdy money tomorrow. Learn from your mistakes there. Take the long view. Yeah, you'll have to dip into your pocket more to do it, but it will create that God almighty cap space that you worship from the altar down the line. Don't wait till next year to adjust this $74 million cap hit. Start adjusting all of it, I don't know, in the next 6 weeks.
Number one.
Well, number one is spend more money, and especially be willing to spend money on pass rush. And again, if everybody around here is okay with them being 27th in payroll last year and spending $65 million less than the team that actually won it all, then, you know, good for you. Or 21st in 2022, or 16th in 2020, or 17th in 2019, or dead last 32nd in 2018, or 23rd in cash spending in 2017. If they're willing to keep having their hand out, looking for corporate welfare from the state left and right to upgrade their stadium that barely gets used in a calendar year to make their franchise values grow exponentially for their billionaire owner, the least they could do is spend in the top quarter of the league, the top 8 most years. They don't but do that once every decade around here. I don't think that's good enough.
My one was your 3. It's time to be more aggressive with these draft picks, and that's either use them to trade up in the draft or package them for trades to acquire established players. I'm not saying to go full-blown Rams, F them picks. That's not my point. This organization, since its inception, they build through the draft. They draft and develop. But our 11 draft picks, our 11 rookies making this team this year, potentially 12 draft picks, if and when they trade Mark Andrews, heck no. Package them to either move up or for a player.
Way to take down the ginger gorilla.
A lot of similarities, and of course, 4 was the one that changed me with the stop looking for valued and injured guys. That's stuck out to me for a while now.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Ariel Epstein will give you her best bets. Beltway Ben Hall will give you his best bets. But coming up next, it's TMI. Got back in the AI lab.
Nice.
We know that Joe Burrow has been very outspoken.
He's got a plan for that.
About the Bengals cap situation. Well, the really fake Joe Burrow speaks next on The Fan.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.